of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome in the name of Christ. God's grace, mercy, and peace be with you. It's very good to welcome you here with us this morning, or if you're at home, joining us there. Just a couple of things to say. First of all, thank you to all of those of you who supported our Christian Aid appeal. I'm glad to say we exceeded the target that we set of £1,500, because with tax back it became almost £2,000, £1,900, so that's a great effort. Thank you for your support. Next Saturday, of course, is our summer fair from 1 o'clock in the centre. Do be there yourselves, but also encourage others to be there, which is sure to be a memorable event. And then lastly, I've published some bands. It's good to see Kate and Samuel are here. I published the Banns of Marriage between Samuel James Bellwood and Kate Michelle Myers, both of this parish. This is for the third time of asking. If any of you know any reason in law why they may not marry each other, you are to declare it now.
As we prepare to celebrate the mystery of God's love, revealed in word and sacrament, let us call to mind our sins. Father eternal, giver of light and grace,
we have sinned against you and against our neighbour, in what we have thought, in what we have said and done, through ignorance, through weakness, through our own deliberate thoughts. We have wounded your love and marred your image in us. We are sorry and ashamed and repent all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and lead us out from darkness to walk as children of light. Amen.
May the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in his image to the praise and glory of his name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. God of truth, help us to keep your law of love and to walk in ways of wisdom, that we may find true life in Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Galatians. Now, before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore, the law was our disciplinarian until Christ came, so that we might be reckoned as righteous by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male or female. For all of you are one in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus and his disciples arrived at the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. As he stepped out on land, a man of the city who had demons met him. For a long time he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he fell down before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles. But he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the wilds. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to order them to go back into the abyss. Now there on the hillside, a large herd of swine was feeding. And the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these, so he gave them permission. Then the demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When the swineherd saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then people came out to see what had happened. And when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how the one who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So he got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged that he might be with him, but Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away, proclaiming throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. One Friday morning, the director of a local firm made an appointment to see one of the junior project managers. The junior man's name was David. An appointment was made for the following Monday morning. As it happened, David was not having a very good week. His secretary had been preoccupied with domestic problems and hadn't been as efficient as usual. One of his major suppliers had failed to deliver an essential order. And at home, His elderly mother had fallen downstairs and broken her hip. He knew that an appointment with the boss could only mean one thing, and he spent the weekend worrying about how he was going to tell his wife that he'd lost his job. He couldn't eat. He couldn't sleep. And he couldn't even pray. When Monday morning came, he felt so terrible that he phoned in sick. And he went back to work on Wednesday to find a note on his desk from the director asking him to see him as soon as he returned. At last he plucked up his courage and he knocked on the director's door, waiting to hear the worst. "Ah, David," said the director, "I'm so glad that you're better. I've been watching the standard of your work, especially in the recent difficult circumstances, and I've been very impressed. I would like to promote you." David wasted a lot of time assuming something that wasn't true. His assumption was so strong that he was unable to function properly and was close to giving up. And that man in today's gospel was so convinced that meeting Jesus would be some kind of torture that he begged him to stay away. He was sick in the mind. He was besieged by demons. Well, we don't know what they were, but we can imagine that because of them, his life was horrendous. He was hated. He was feared. He was completely isolated and totally rejected. He couldn't even live in a house anymore. He had no one to comfort him. The only voices he ever heard were taunts and ridicule and insult. He definitely needed help. He needed Jesus. But there is a crazy comfort in familiarity. Better the devil you know than the devil you don't, we joke. And when the man saw Jesus coming, he believed the worst. He assumed that Jesus was coming to destroy him. That Jesus had no intention of destroying him. He didn't come to destroy. He came to set him free. Unlike everyone else, Jesus was not afraid of the man. And there was no sense in which he wanted to reject or isolate him. He wanted him to know that he was loved and to enable him to see clearly. And contrary to the man's fears, meeting Jesus brought him health and restoration. Because Jesus saw through all the sickness, all the emotional and psychological baggage that had weighed the man down and kept him trapped. Jesus saw the man himself, saw that underneath all that terrible indignity of his existence, there was a child of God, just like any other. He restored his dignity and he made him whole. And it brought him into a relationship that transformed his life. And that opened up the way for relationships with other people. Knowing that he was accepted by Jesus gave him the confidence that he needed to make his way back into society. He wanted at first to stay with Jesus, perhaps because he felt safe with him. But Jesus had other plans for him, to go and tell people what God had done for him. And so it was that the man who had been a social outcast, full of demons, became one of the very first evangelists. Many of us make assumptions about ourselves or other people that are very far from the truth. Many people feel deep down that they are unacceptable to God. It's easy to start to think that we must be the exception that proves the rule. God loves everyone except us. Or that God has a purpose for everyone except us. But if you read through the Gospels, you will see that Jesus made no exceptions. He reached out to anyone and everyone that they might respond to him. The story of this demon-possessed man gives hope to anyone who feels that they are unlovable or somehow unacceptable. It tells us two things in particular that are worth remembering. That nothing is too difficult for God to do, and that no one is too difficult for God to love. So let's encourage one another to believe in God's love for us all, and to respond to it with confidence. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died for our sins
in accordance with the Scriptures. He was buried, he was raised to life on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures.
Praying to the Father, please sit or kneel. The response to the bidding, "We trust in you, O Lord," is, "Hear our prayer." We trust in you, O Lord, hear our prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, we pray to you in the power of the Spirit. We ask you to hear our prayers, whether we speak the words or not. All our thanksgivings, concerns, and needs are offered in your name. We pray today for our Christian sisters and brothers in the Anglican Church of South Sudan. We pray for the people there and all those who serve you in a variety of ways. Strengthen their relationships with each other and with you, that it may be a place where the gospel is proclaimed in word and deed. We pray for this Diocese of Leeds, for the cathedrals and all churches and people throughout the diocese. We pray for those who are exploring their faith and those preparing for ordination at this time. Keep your church focused firmly on you and on your kingdom. Draw us closer in unity and fellowship in your name. From our church family today, we pray especially for the parents and godparents of Robin, Luca, Jacob, Nell, and Nancy, who will be baptized here today. May they shine as a light in the world and walk in your presence all the days of their life. We trust in you, O Lord. Hear our prayer. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Help us to remember that we are only stewards of the earth, created by your hands. Help us to respect our earth by being wise with its resources, that it may continue to be a place of colour, creativity and joy. We pray that the world leaders will act with integrity and fairness, and for the benefit of all people. Lord, we ask for your help, the help we need to do your will on earth. We pray for the continuing situation in the Ukraine, for all those who have lost their homes and families. We ask that you will give strength to the weary, calm to the anxious, and hope to all those who are frightened. We trust in you, O Lord. Hear our prayer. Give us this day our daily bread,
Generous God, we are blessed with family and friends, shelter and money. We remember in our prayers all those who are less fortunate than ourselves, and all people who rely on the generosity of food banks and other organisations. Give us a generous spirit to remember those less fortunate than ourselves. We remember the homeless, the unemployed, and those who live in fear of debt, and all those who struggle to make ends meet. Today we give thanks for and remember all fathers, grandfathers and godfathers, and all those who demonstrate a father's love to others. We remember all those who will find this day difficult. Heavenly Father, bless them with your love. We give thanks for family life and for all special time spent together and for the memories held dear. Let us value all those whom we call family. May we be a blessing to each other. We trust in you, O Lord. Hear our prayer. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lord, our way, our truth, and our life. You cast out fear, and by trusting in you, all people rejoice. We pray for the mission of this community and church, and all that it is and does to promote your kingdom on earth. Move between us, Lord, and find the dark places of this community and the dark places of our hearts. Strengthen the bonds that make for cohesive living. We pray today for the residents of Laurel Hill Avenue. We trust in you, O Lord. Hear our prayer. Deliver us from evil. God of our salvation, you still the troubled waters and lead us to a place to find refreshment and tranquility. Anoint with your peace all those who need to feel your loving touch. We pray for those who are weighed down by pain, for whom the long day hours and night hours are long and lonely. We remember in our prayers today the work of the Samaritans, those who volunteer to listen and to offer words of help to those who need it. From our community, we pray for those who are ill in hospital, at home, or in hospice at this time, naming in your presence Ginny Campone, Tom Heafy, Jeff Blowers, Sharon Clark, Beryl Laverick, Shane Simpson, Jeff Lidster, and David Woodcock. We trust in you, O Lord. Hear our prayer. We pray for those who have asked for our prayers who are in long-term care. Mary Metcalf, Margaret Burton, George Brown, Jennifer Mode, and Lynn Perry. We trust in you, O Lord. Hear our prayer. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. God of our salvation, gather into your kingdom all those who have died in the faith of Jesus Christ. Grant that we may all dwell in your house forever. We call by name those who have recently died, Margaret Dean and Pauline Harris. And in remembrance, Patrick Parkinson, Douglas Colby, Jonathan Mills, and Pam Wood, whose anniversary of death occur at this time. Illumine the hearts of those who grieve. Take away the darkness and replace it with joy of eternity. We trust in you, O Lord. Hear our prayer. Lord of the Church, hear our prayer and make us one in heart and mind to serve you with joy forever. Fill our hearts with your gracious love, that our lives may tell of the glory in Jesus Christ, our risen and ascended Lord. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Melvin and Elaine, I wonder if you can just quickly scoot down here. That's it. Usain Bolt-esque would be good. That's better, Melvin, thank you. As you can see in the order of service, they were admitted. I want to mention Janet as well, who's our deputy. But these two were admitted, and who helps these two immensely, I know. But these two were admitted to the office of Church Warden on, we've slept since then, Tuesday it was, I think. There was a little bit in the service where the whole of the people gathered there just emphasised their support. But I thought it would be good for you to get the chance to do it as well, because I know you do support them, do pray for them. Perhaps you'd like to face the people you serve. So, brothers and sisters, will you work with your Church Wardens to strengthen the body of Christ and promote the mission of the church in our parish?
With the help of God, we will.
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Wise and gracious God, you spread a table before us. Nourish your people with the word of life and the bread of heaven. Amen. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
You are worthy of our thanks and praise, Lord God of truth, for by the breath of your mouth you have spoken your word, and all things have come into being. You fashioned us in your image and placed us in the garden of your delight. Though we chose the path of rebellion, you would not abandon your own. Again and again you drew us into your covenant of grace. You gave your people the law and taught us by your prophets to look for your reign of justice, mercy, and peace. As we watch for the signs of your kingdom on earth, we echo the song of the angels in heaven, evermore praising you and singing. The Most Holy One, enthroned in splendour and light. Yet in the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, you reveal the power of your love, made perfect in our human weakness. Embracing our humanity, Jesus showed us the way of salvation. Loving us to the end, he gave himself to death for us. Dying for his own, he set us free from the bonds of sin, that we might rise and reign with him in glory. The night he gave up himself for us all, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the death that he suffered on the cross. We celebrate his resurrection, his bursting from the tomb. We rejoice that he reigns at your right hand on high, and we long for his coming in glory. We recall the one perfect sacrifice of our redemption. Father, by your Holy Spirit, let these gifts of your creation be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Form us into the likeness of Christ and make us a perfect offering in your sight.
Amen.
with favour on your people, and in your mercy hear the cry of our hearts. Bless the earth, heal the sick, let the oppressed go free, and fill your church with power from on high. Gather your people from the ends of the earth to feast with Blessed Mary, Alban, Etheldreda, and all your saints at the table in your kingdom, where the new creation is brought to perfection in Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, we thank you for nourishing us with these heavenly gifts. May our communion strengthen us in faith, build us up in hope, and make us grow in love for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of God.